You're listening to Health Matters with Karen Key, getting you one step closer to a clean bill of health.
We talk often about organ donation, and we probably all know by now about heart, lung, and kidney donations and kidney transplants and heart transplants. We're always talking about those. But how often do we talk about tissue or cornea donations? Well, to tell us more, I'm joined this evening by Sandra Fenter, and she's the PRO for the Center for Tissue Engineering at the University of Shawnee. Sandra, good evening. Welcome to the show.
Good evening, Karen. Thank you.
Now, this is one of those things where we all know about heart transplants and Chris Barnard and, you know, kidney and lungs, and all, but we never really talk about the other things. I think possibly, you know, it's bad enough trying to get people to talk about donations and making, you know, becoming a donor as it is. But then when you start talking about cornea and tissue donation, people start sort of stepping back a little bit and saying, oh, no, I don't really know much about that, and I don't want to talk about it either. So what is it?
Look, I think the problem is really that we don't realize that tissue donation is something that goes hand in hand with organ donation. You see, and if we can just make a differentiation quickly, we can all register to be organ donors and intend to donate our organs after our death one day. But really, it's the circumstances at the time of death that determines whether one can donate your organs or not. To donate the organs, one has to be in an ICU on life support. The heart still has to be beating. And at that time, one can donate organs. However, only about 5% of people in our country land up in that position. And the rest of us die at home, at the office, on the road, whatever it may be. And so organs is not a possibility, but then tissue remains a possibility. And the general assumption is when we register to be organ donors, we mean by that whatever you can use after my death for transplantation, do that. So it's an integral part of organ donation, but it's not so glamorous. It's not so, you know, it doesn't draw the media and the attention that a heart transplant draws. And therefore, I think it's not as well known. Excuse me. If we look at tissue donation, what is it? We really refer to cornea, heart valve, bone tissue, and skin. Those are the four things that you can donate apart from your organs for transplantation.
So if you have registered as an organ donor, which unfortunately not enough of us have done, but if you've registered as an organ donor, do you not have to specify, or you possibly in some cases people can say, I don't want to donate this or that, but you can have everything else?
Yeah, generally I think people donate in principle, but it's very important to know that if you register as a donor, at the time of death, the way our law is written in South Africa, it is still the next of kin who will make the decision whether donation will take place or not. And then it's still that same next of kin who needs to sign for every single thing that will be donated. So at that time one can say, you know, I prefer to use to donate this, but not the next. And then, of course, at the time of death, also the age, the circumstances around the death, the cause of death, those things determine what can be used at the time. So, you know, we mustn't assume that whatever I want to be donated for transplant will necessarily be used that way. It all depends on the circumstances at the time.
Now, is it important for people to actually register as an organ donor, or is it something possibly that you can just have mentioned or spoken about with your family, but at least let somebody know your wishes while you're still alive?
Absolutely crucial. The whole registering process is really just a marketing tool for us to get the public to talk, to commit one way or the other and say, I want to be a donor. And we're hoping that by doing that, people will talk to their family members. It's very important that they do, because when the time comes that they cannot speak for themselves, the family must know how they felt about that topic. And you see, unfortunately in South Africa, we don't have a formal referral system. There's no mechanism by which the Organ Donor Foundation or any of the transplant centers or tissue banks are informed of a person's death timelessly or any other way to make sure that tissues or organs can be procured. At the end of the day, it really, the responsibility sits with the family to say to the doctor, to the nurse, to the funeral director, to the policeman on scene, whoever it may be, that this is an organ donor and they need to just, you know, inform the relevant people.
Because it's important. It's a very difficult time in your family's life. If something's happened to you, you don't want them to still be standing there thinking, what would they have wanted me to do? If, at least if you've mentioned it before, they would automatically, oh yes, he or she mentioned that if, in the case of my death, I would like to be an organ donor.
Absolutely. It takes all the anxiety out of that decision. If you knew how your family feel, and I mean all the professionals that work in this environment, we know that people have different opinions about it, and everyone's entitled to their own opinion and their own choice. But we make it so much easier if we know what that choice was. And sometimes we find that people say, you know, it was my mom's choice, she wanted to be a donor, but we just don't know if we can do it. But for her sake, because she said she'd like to do it, we'd like to honor her wishes, and then generally that's the basis on which people then sign the documentation.
And we need to make it quite clear, there are no costs involved at all. You're not going to be asked to pay for anything.
No, absolutely not. No costs involved, and at the same time, no incentives either. Maybe if I can just quickly go back one step, Karen. We said that we can donate cornea, bone, skin, heart valves, and so on. But I wonder if people realize, you know, who the beneficiaries are, because often we say to ourselves, you know, I'm fine, my family is fine. None of us are in a position where we need a cornea, where we need bone tissue or skin or anything like that. But circumstances change so quickly. You know, very often the person who needs a corneal transplant needs it because of some injury, object injury. You know, sometimes it's keratoconus. We can be in a car accident and a piece of glass can damage the cornea irreparably. And then we're in that position where we need a corneal transplant. The same with bone. And with skin, of course, skin tissue is used predominantly to treat burn wounds, and especially during winter, that's going to come up now again. We have many fires going around. Children burn all the time. There's about 160 serious burn cases of children alone every month in our country, and the only and the best way in which they can be treated successfully and actually save their lives is with donated skin. So it's a vital thing.
I was talking to somebody from the iBank a few months back, and they were saying that there is such a lack of viable donations in this country that they were importing corneas from overseas.
That's true, and that comes at a huge price. And that makes me really sad, you know, to realize that we as a country seem to not be able to provide in our own needs for our own people in terms of transplants. And look, there are certain things around corneas make it particularly difficult. If I can highlight that quickly, corneas, for example, have to be procured from the donor within 12 hours after death. So you can imagine, you know, that a person will be informed of the death of a loved one. One needs to give them an opportunity to just come to terms with that. We always wait 3 or 4 hours and then speak to the family about donation. There's paperwork to be done. Someone has to be sent out. Often it's after hours and arrangements have to be made. So it's really a challenge to get corneas done. So that comes with particular difficulties. And that's why there are few corneas available. But then when we look at skin tissue and at heart valves, those we can procure up to 48 hours after death, which makes the window so much bigger. And with bone tissue, we can procure up to 5 days after this. So that makes it even more easy. Not to say that it is an easy task. It remains a very difficult task. It remains a very emotional thing for people to go through. But a very worthwhile cause. Through bone donation, we're able to avoid amputations. We're able to restore people to be able to go back to a work situation, to live a normal life. We give mobility back. A wonderful thing that you can do for somebody else. But yeah, I think it's a shame that in South Africa we are not geared as a health profession, and as a society, we don't seem to care enough to take precautions to make sure that when I die, that everything is in place to make sure that my viable tissues and organs can be used for somebody else in need.
Basically, all of us are able to donate if we wanted to, but there would obviously be some donated tissue unsuitable for transplant, but that would obviously be discussed at that stage with the family.
That's right, yes. There are certain exclusion criteria, and look, we say that generally everybody can donate, as you say. But if we look at it strictly speaking, we generally go up to an age of about 80 years old. Unfortunately, there are other things that preclude one from being a donor. For example, if you are HIV positive, you cannot donate tissue for transplant. However, there's a very successful kidney transplant program from yes. HIV-positive patient to, you know, donor to HIV-positive patient. Very successful program. For tissue, unfortunately, that is not the case. Of course, there's things like hepatitis B, you know, that would also preclude somebody and certain illnesses. But on the whole, those general things, the high blood pressure, the diabetes, you know, the natural and unnatural causes of death, everybody can donate in general terms.
You mentioned up to the age of 80, and after that, if you're really wanting to do a service after you've passed, you can still do something called a full body donation, and you need to get in touch with your local university, the anatomy department, and ask them whether they do that, and then they'll be able to send you the forms to fill in and all that sort of thing. So there's always something that you can do. And, you know, it's one of those things, it's almost a case we should have it as part of our driver's license, you know, on the license itself. You should have like a sort of organ donor or something on the license. So, I think they do that overseas. In the UK,
yes,
is it?
Yes, they do. Yeah, in the UK, it's also like that in the United States. When you get your driver's license, you actually make a decision. And that decision goes onto your driver's license, and it's actually a legally binding document. Which is a good thing. Still, they consult with the family, and they wouldn't just procure tissue because the driver's license says so. But once again, it takes the pain out of that decision. And that's exactly, Karen, also why we encourage people to register as organ and tissue donors, because at that time, you will receive in the mail some information brochure. They've now launched a brand new card that looks just like a credit card. It's a firm plastic card that will have your name and your next of kin contact details on the back of it. It has a little red sticker that you can put on your ID. I see my son has put that little red sticker on top of his phone. You know, you can't miss it. That little red sticker is then the key that notifies whoever is working with that patient that he is an organ donor. So it's like a little warning system.
And that's the Organ Donor Foundation. Yeah, I'll give out that website as well. And Sandra, I wish I could chat with you more, but we've run out of time. But thank you so very much for chatting with me this evening.
It's a pleasure, Karen. Thank you for you.
Thank you so much.
Yes,
I will. Tissuedonation.org.za. We'll give that out again.
Thanks
so much, Sandra. Thanks. Good night. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Sandra Fenter is PRO for the Center for Tissue Engineering at the University of Shawnee. For more information, you can take a look at their website. It's tissuedonation.org.za or the Organ Donor Foundation. I think it's odf.org.za. Just have a look. Or look it up on the internet, Organ Donor Foundation.